The MIT Sloan Management Review Podcast, bringing you content directly from MIT Sloan Management Review, a print and electronic publication that evaluates and reports on new management research and ideas. Executives who want to head in a new direction need to identify the influencers in their organization. They then need to work with them in different ways, because influencers come in six types, ranging from sponsors to cautious fence sitters to negative skeptics. Five Steps to Leading Change Successfully, written by Leslie Brokaw. Excerpted here and read by Matt Robert Williams. File under Leading Change. How do you get employees to embrace change rather than fear it? That was the question that kept surfacing for Ellen R. Oster and Trish Rubottom as they worked with executives as consultants and oversaw more than 400 change projects conducted as part of the Kellogg-Schulich Executive MBA program. Oster is a professor of strategic management at the Schulich School of Business at York University in Toronto, Ontario. Rubottom is an assistant professor of strategic management at the Goodman School of Business at Brock University in St. Catharines, Ontario. What Oster and Rubottom heard over and over was frustration. They heard about change projects that were cut short or stalled, projects that suffered from pushback from suppliers and staff that got disengaged or burned out. Left unattended, skepticism, fear, and panic can wreak havoc on any change process. Oster and Rubottom write in Navigating the Politics and Emotions of Change, an article in the summer 2013 issue of MIT Sloan Management Review. Performance may also drop as exasperated high-performing employees leave for calmer seas. Their solution? A five-step proactive process designed to help leaders identify and direct both the politics and the emotions that are churned up by heading in new directions. Step 1. Map the political landscape. Change leaders need to map the political landscape, the key external and internal, formal and informal stakeholders who will be affected, Oster and Rubottom write. Politics will emerge as stakeholders weigh in to represent their interests, and change leaders need to know who is out there. Step 2. Identify the key influencers within each stakeholder group. Influencers are the key individuals who have the resources, skills, or social networks needed to win over the hearts and minds of the larger group, write the authors. It is important to spend time up front identifying these key influencers, listening to their ideas, and engaging their participation, because they play a critical role in providing resources, enlisting others, and casting the change in a positive or negative light. Step 3. Assess influencers' receptiveness to change. Oster and Rubottom have seen influencers take one of six roles regarding potential changes to the organization. They can become sponsors, promoters, indifferent fence sitters, cautious fence sitters, positive skeptics, or negative skeptics. In Oster and Rubottom's experience, bringing sponsors and promoters on board in the initial phases of change can be beneficial in moving change forward. Positive skeptics can be a catalyst for useful rethinking of different aspects of a plan. Negative skeptics and their concerns need to be addressed. As for fence sitters, they often look to their peers for direction. In our experience, it tends to be the energy of influential promoters and sponsors that wins over this fence-sitting majority, write Oster and Rubottom. Step 4. Mobilize influential sponsors and promoters. Cultivating these people's interest is crucial to building overall support and energy for sustaining change, write Oster and Rubottom. Possible action steps include asking them to shape the plan, enlisting them to help lead an early part of the plan, giving them a role with visibility to the C-suite, and allowing job flexibility throughout the change to encourage shared learning. And step 5, engage influential positive and negative skeptics. Skeptics can be valuable, or they can be roadblocks. Working with them early is key. Positive skeptics may offer important perspectives and insights about the vulnerabilities of proposed changes, write Oster and Rubottom, while working directly with influential negative skeptics is equally important. Addressing their concerns honestly sends a clear message that their perspective is important, that the change will not be force-fed to them, and that transparency and openness are valued. Action steps include creating a context that encourages failing smart and disassociating a change from previous changes by emphasizing differences in its content, in its process, and in who's leading it. This segment has been excerpted from 5 Steps to Leading Change Successfully, written by Leslie Brokaw, which appeared in the summer 2013 issue of MIT Sloan Management Review. To read more or get the full version of this article, please visit sloanreview.mit.edu.